5. Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Pollen count still in the very high range today and high both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A body was found in the Coosa River after a high-speed chase ended in the river last night. Police say that Alabama Department of Corrections officers were chasing a car that left Tutwiler Prison. Authorities say two passengers, a mother and a two-year-old child, were able to make it out of the car. The child was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Elmore County officials are looking for a missing man. Authorities say 47-year-old James Tutson was last seen on March 6th when he left his home in Elmore County. They say he was heading to work in Montgomery but never arrived. And Michael Fritz has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. He joins a crowded field of 10 candidates in the race for mayor. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello everybody, this is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David, you're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad, go ahead.
Hello everybody, this is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Changes being made by Boeing. Turns out Boeing offered a warning system for a price that might have helped prevent the crashes.
The head of the United States Marine Corps says the deployment of troops to the southern border poses an unacceptable risk to military readiness.
The man who sent homemade bombs to Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and others pleaded guilty to criminal charges.
American figure skater Mariah Bell accused of deliberately kicking and cutting a fellow skater.
Sources familiar with the probe, they expect no more indictments from the special counsel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in the midst of a tough re-election fight, thanked President Trump for declaring the territory seized from Syria after the 1967 war a permanent part of Israel.
And less than a week after the mosque attacks, New Zealand adopts strict new gun control laws.
What a moment in March. Murray State has the 12 seed, races past Marquette.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First time caller, sent to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They have the premium bone-in ribeye for $7.99 a pound. So that means you're going to eat a delicious steak and probably have some left over for maybe $14. I'm going to be all over that. Get some of those peppers, big old potato,
ooh,
onion.
Ooh. Sounds good.
Yep, it does indeed. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. The what's in that gift basket? Well, is anything $60 worth of things that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market? One of the things I would put in there is the ferns for $15. Matter of fact, I may put several in there with that. I'm going to run down and grab me one for my deck so I can have something pretty to look at, and maybe I'll get another bird's nest in there for the last one that I got. But $15, and I tell you, Gary sent me a picture of it. It is absolutely magnifico. Yeah, I talked to the lady from the Harriet, too, last night, and they're all excited about the whole thing. We're trying to come up with a date. I need to, if you are someone that would like to volunteer to help decorate and things like that, what we're doing is looking at doing a Dan Moore Show get-together for the Harriet, too, where we're going to do the kind of the best of from Sweet Creek Farm Market and maybe some other fun things. And I'm really looking forward to doing that. We haven't had one in a long time, and I hope you guys respond nicely to it. But if you want to be a volunteer to help decorate and things like that, hit me up at dan@danmorrisshow.com or friend me on Facebook and send me a message. Dan Morris, the ugly guy in the with the headsets on. That's me. So let me go back to America's Newsroom since we did the part. And he's going to be talking about some of the Dems are skipping the AIPAC conference. Let's listen in.
Several Democratic 2020 candidates will not be attending the annual AIPAC conference in Washington next week. That decision coming after a progressive advocacy group, MoveOn.org, urged them to skip that pro-Israel conference. David Drucker is a senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. So what does their absence say about the direction of the Democratic Party?
Well, look, it's been clear over the past 10 years or so that at least the base of the Democratic Party, and I don't think a lot of old school veteran Democratic voters feel this way, but the base of the Democratic Party has been much more critical of U.S.-Israeli policy and much more critical of Israel generally, and that's definitely a generational change for Democrats. Now, I don't think that these candidates skipping the AIPAC conference, if any one of them ends up as the Democratic nominee, necessarily means they're going to get fewer Jewish votes. Donald Trump, despite a very aggressively pro-Israel policy that is generally within the long-standing U.S. consensus in terms of how the U.S. treats Israel, is otherwise not that appealing to Jewish voters who are by and large Democrats and have by and large had a real issue with how the president discusses immigrants generally, both legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. And so I don't think there's much to gain there, except possibly on the margins with certain pockets of Jewish voters, possibly in Florida. Not insignificant, but I don't think this is going to cause some sort of a sea change, even if Democrats continue to move over the next year or so even further away from what has been a consensus. I think the issue is that what is good for Israel is for the foreign policy consensus among both parties to remain as it has been. And the more being pro-Israel becomes defined by one party or another, the more difficult it is for Israel and the tougher it is for people in the United States who care about Israel as a majority Jewish state being protected and safe and secure. This becomes just that much harder.
Let's go to the phones. And I can't believe they're not going to AIPAC, but this MoveOn.org, these guys are, they're not just liberal. They're way out there. They're the ones that are creating all this problem on campuses and people, conservatives speaking. They just want to get conservatives to shut up. And they basically are getting this group of people not to go to the AIPAC conference, the American Israel Political Committee. And I think that's going to end up to be a mistake. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
We're good. It's a beautiful day, my friend.
Dan, this weather has been so nice. It's been so good here in beautiful in Alabama. I know it's not because of me, because I don't deserve it. But it is beautiful. Thank God. for giving us a beautiful day today. Thank our president for doing a great, wonderful job. Him and our vice president, and always keep in mind the first ladies. Thank you. From a true American and who loves his country, if not as much as our president, a whole lot. And because I think our president really, really loves our country. But other than that, I want to talk about Trump. And we talked about this before when Trump told them if they took a warlike posture with him and what he would do. Now, the other day, Trump returned back from, I believe it was a tank plant.
It was
building tanks, and there was some kind of closure involved in it, and I think Trump stepped in, and I don't know exactly all about that. But when he returned back to the White House on the presidential helicopter, I took a real good look at Donald Trump, our president. And at that point, I believe I seen Donald Trump's warlike posture expression on his face. And I believe that the Democrats, with all of their investigations going on in the House, with the crazy lunatic selves, that what we are seeing now is Donald Trump not only going to bring the Democratic Party down to their knees, but he's going to let them implode completely. And if anybody doubts that, we'll see it before the next election's coming up. And the Democrats, if they don't want to go to AIPAC, I say everybody be quiet about that. Don't let them go. I hope they don't go. Because the more they look like a bunch of idiots, the better it is for us to save our country. And that is the ultimate goal to me, Dan. I don't really care about anything but saving our country from this mess of crap that we've been dished out in the last 20 years. And I'm just, you know, fed up with it. I'm just at the point where I'm all in to win for the USA. And so that takes me all in to win with Trump. What do you think about it? Do you think that Trump's position and some of the things he's doing now, would you think that he's kind of moved to a position to where he just don't want to even cross the aisle with the Democrats no more?
No, actually, I think what he's doing is he's basically about to do a little political judo on them, I think. I think it's interesting. Here's a scenario you can take. The Mueller report comes out, doesn't say anything definitive that anything happened. It's going to leave a cloud of question out there, because I just think that's what he's got to do, something that is going to substantiate his existence. And then the Dems are saying, and it's really interesting, they're saying you cannot investigate the FISA application. They were saying that yesterday and a little bit this morning. I was kind of surprised at that. And the way I always pick these things up is you'll hear it on Morning Joe first, and then it'll start getting into the blogosphere. And they had that little FBI agent with the glasses on that was kind of around when we were originally talking about the FISA warrant. He's the one that said that. And then Joe got in on it, and then some others got in on it, like Meacham and people like that.
Why
do they not want us to investigate the FISA application, and was there any involvement with Hillary Clinton? And their answer, basically, what they said is, you do not, and I told you guys they were going to do this, you do not investigate your political opponents. And I don't know if you heard the piece of Catherine Herridge, but we've got new emails and texts that were it was 9 days before the application was done, and they were talking about getting Donald Trump.
Correct. But ain't that what they've been doing to Donald Trump for the last 2 years?
Yeah, they have, but we're getting evidence of it now. That's the thing. And we got to get the Mueller investigation out of the way. Once that falls, and if nothing comes out from that, Democrats are going to say something came out, whether it did or didn't. And then right. I think these shoes are going to start dropping.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan. Didn't the Democrats say that Trump didn't have the authority and could not, and they would stop him from building the wall?
Yeah, they did say that, but they were wrong.
Yeah, but is Trump building the wall?
Yeah, he is building the wall.
Okay, so that's about how much I think with the Democrats. I'm like, you can't do this with your political opponents. Look, the Democrats are a bunch of idiots, and they done picked a fight with the wrong guy. Give them another year and a half, whatever it is, and we'll see them at the ballot box. And we take it. Dan, I'm talking to people that are, I'm telling you, the Democrats, I'm hesitant to say it. And I know I've called for some blowouts in the past midterms and stuff, and it turned out that way. But if this keeps up all the way to the end of this year, it looks like I'm going to predict that we're going to have the House, Senate, and the presidency before it's all over it, because the Democrats keep going with the lunacy that they have. And I'm praying that they do that, because then we can get our country to where we need it and put it in position for my grandchildren. And that's all that matters to me.
There you go, brother.
You know, and the rest of them, they can play political games all they want. The games is over. Now you're messing with our families. And I don't think that's what they don't realize, that they done crossed the American people and the families of the people. And then with this abortion of full trimester children.
Yeah, that's where they're messing up. They think that they're talking to their move-on base, and mm-hmm. what's happening is middle America is hearing them. And you just said something that's kind of interesting, is that I know some Democrats that are here that are saying that the way the Democrat nationals are handling certain subjects, such as third trimester abortions and some other things, that is wrong. And when you hear a Democrat talk about a Democrat like that, that's different. I got to go, buddy.
All right, good day.
Have a good one. Newstar 93.1. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We must find a way. We have entered the fray, and we will not obey. We must find a way.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and the Samsung Galaxy S10 is everywhere. It just came out and has lived up to the hype. It's next level. Everyone's loving the new ultra-wide lens that snaps the perfect picture, an ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, and a ridiculously powerful battery that can wirelessly power your Galaxy Buds or Galaxy Watch. I can't believe how amazing it really is. It's a game changer. So don't miss out. Pick up yours today. The Samsung Galaxy S10. Available now. And you get up to $550 when you trade in your old phone at Samsung.com.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Reminder, legislative roundtable at 2 o'clock. Mike Holmes, and if Will Barfoot is out of court, he will be joining us also. Be interesting. Those are two no votes in the gas tax. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you enjoying this beautiful day?
Man, it is beautiful. I'm out here in Wind Lake sitting on the back of a rooftop of a house. It is just paradise.
What are you doing on a rooftop?
Well, I mean, painting.
Oh, okay.
On a part of a roof I can stand on.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Rodney's such a good caller. He brings up a lot of great stuff all the time. I wanted to say, yesterday I found it a unique coincidence. They announced ISIS is out. And then within an hour and a half or 2 hours, Donald Trump announces Israel's rights to the Golan Heights. And I thought, what you reckon there is a deal going? Because we have not heard Vladimir Putin or Russia's name, nothing mentioned other than the election at all for a long time. Syria's his background. His backyard. His Navy's parked in the harbor, right? Still.
Yeah, well, he's got all sorts of stuff there. He's got some mercenaries that are there. He's got some ships that are there. But the main thing is he's got the ground-to-air surface missiles that are there.
Yes. Do you think it was part of the deal, America getting into there to get ISIS out to swap for the Golan Heights? Because I haven't heard any pushback from anybody. Hadn't heard Bashar al-Assad's name in a long time.
Yeah, and it's interesting because basically the way Morning Joe and the Dems are playing it on the Hill is that this is going to create a war with Russia and Syria.
I think it was part of the deal. It's going too smooth, and there's not enough pushback to feel that Vladimir Putin wasn't fully aware of it and in complicit in this.
Well, if we don't hear anything from Russia, and we haven't, I mean, Russia could have spoken up immediately, and the UN could have spoken up immediately, but nothing happened.
Syria didn't even speak up, did they?
No, nobody spoke up. The Democrats are the only people that spoke up.
Yeah, this ain't no surprise, man.
I tend to agree with you, but I don't want to go out on a limb until we don't hear anything.
Oh, that's fine, because I can go out on the left limb for you anytime. Just let me know.
I appreciate that.
Good, buzz. Y'all going to have a great weekend, because it ain't going to get no better than this, folks.
There you go, my friend. You too. If you like ferns, head on down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and pick one up. They're only $15, and they're gorgeous.
I think I'll be there. And you forgot to mention the other day about the sample platter from Sweet Creek on your next get-together. Don't forget that toxic chocolate two-ton cake that would feed. It's like, I've come to the conclusion, it's like the loaves and the fishes of Jesus. The cake keeps growing after you take a slice out of it.
I like that. Five loaves and two fishes. Yeah,
here we go.
People come up with some great ideas. We're talking about the peach cobbler with the peach ice cream, hubcap cookies, things like that. Yeah, I think that's going to be a really fun event, so I hope you consider going to it.
Oh, yes, if I even know when it is.
Oh, you know it for me. We're trying to figure out the pricing on it. They're trying to come up with the dollar figure for me.
Well, we're all looking forward to it, sir. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. JJ, thanks for being patient with me, my friend.
That's good, good. Denmark, you ought to quit. Talking about political judo, huh? I love it. Donald Trump going to put the political judo on him.
What's on your mind today?
Did you hear that Steve Bannon, is that Bannon's first name, Steve?
Steve Bannon. Who came up with Trump during the election and all that.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, he told a group somewhere, I read on MSN, that the biggest threat to Trump re-election would be if Beto O'Rourke with Kamala Harris on the ticket would be his biggest threat. You heard anything? That sounds about right. Except for this crap O'Rourke coming up with now, some of the doofus little lines he would say, those poems or whatever it was.
Yeah, he... Beto O'Rourke is kind of his own worst enemy. He's kind of a gaffe trap, and so but people still like him. He's drawing good crowds. He's getting good response. He got a $50 parking ticket in New Hampshire at Portsmouth, but he has that kind of rock star quality, and that's something we said from the very beginning. You need to have that, but I'm not sure if he can deliver the substance of things.
Yeah, I don't see what people see in him. Did you guys drop for the Sweet Creek last year? Last Friday, I don't know if I won it or not, but if not, I'd like to get in this week.
You got it. You did not win it, but
okay.
Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 125.
You got it, JJ.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Here's another one before I go to Charles that's being floated out there. And again, I picked this up on Morning Joe. They said this on Tuesday, that Joe Biden announces and then immediately announces his VP pick, which would be the Abrams lady from Georgia.
Stacey Abrams?
Yeah. So you would have two people that haven't gone very well, very far in things, running together. I think that would be hilarious. Because she is another gaffe machine. She says some things that is just unbelievable. Sounds good to the crowd that she's talking to. You put that on a national stage, and people in Indiana will run you out of town. The people in Georgia didn't hear the stuff because the Georgia media didn't really play it. I thought that was interesting. Let's go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
All right.
Charles?
Yeah.
Your own?
I'm here. Do you mind if I ask you about something that absolutely has nothing to do with what you've been talking about?
Sure.
I just figured you'd be pretty knowledgeable on this, and I know Fridays y'all kind of wing it.
No, we never wing it. We always have a plan for a show. Wing it.
I hear you. I hope y'all are doing great. I live in Cassata, and they're, you know, right next to Millbrook, and you know, I own property, and I've been there 10 years, and, you know, we're allowed to shoot and stuff like that on our property. Always been real respectful to my neighbors. You know, like if I know somebody's outside eating or something, and it's a Sunday and they have family over and stuff, I just won't shoot that day, or I may shoot like that Saturday before. Well, I heard, and I'm going Tuesday of next week, they're having a town hall meeting about doing an ordinance where we can no longer shoot on our private property. Do you know how do they go about with, would it be voted on by citizens? I don't know how, reason I called you.
Well, let me ask some questions here. Cassado is a township, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Do you have a township council?
From what I understand, we do. Yes, sir.
Okay, is there a executive head of that, a mayor type, or the head of the council?
There is.
Okay, here's the way it works. Is that if the city, the township council, and cities and townships are two different things. They fall under two different municipal rules in the state of Alabama. But if you have a township council, they can take anybody that's within that township, they can vote on something, and then it's therefore the law. It does not need, usually, a citizen's vote. Now, they could vote on it and say, we're going to send this to the people to vote on it, but they normally don't do that. So how much property do you live on?
I only have 2.5 acres, but I have family and other friends that own lots and lots of land. I heard that there's been numerous complaints, but I don't think it pertains to my area. From what I'm understanding, it's on the other side of the tracks.
Literally on the other side of the track.
Meaning on the other side of Cascada.
Yeah.
When you cross, going towards like Alagasco or something like that, yeah. Out there at the plant. But the thing is, even out there, your closest neighbor might be 500 yards. So, I mean, you know, I just, you know,
When you shoot, do you have a berm that you're shooting into?
I actually live in a valley. I have like a mountain that surrounds 3/4 of my property. And it's a high mountain. It's probably, if I had to guess, 50 or 60 feet up in the air.
Yeah, 50 or 60 feet is not a mountain, but go ahead.
Well, dude, I call it a mountain because, I mean, it's, you know. Yeah. But it's a huge.
So you're shooting into dirt.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I shoot steel targets, but it's into the embankment.
Right.
We've never had an issue of, I mean, you'd have to be an idiot. You'd have to be shooting into the sky.
The problem is there are idiots out there. And I know that my family that was in Mississippi, they had some problems. They had 22 acres with a big lake, yes. A big pond in the middle of it. And they're in the city limits. And a neighbor that's on the other side of the pond, beyond the creek, beyond a wooded area, was firing into the woods, and a bullet came in and hit their house.
Yeah, that's pretty irresponsible.
And it was a good, you know, 700, 800 feet.
Yes, sir. Well, that's another thing. I don't allow any of my family or myself to shoot high caliber rifles and things of that nature. Like maybe before hunting season, we'll sight in a rifle. But as far as getting out there and typically just blowing off high caliber rifles, I'm a lot more respectful than that. It's usually shoot 9mm or 22. Right. But nonetheless, I was just wondering if the citizens had any kind of leg to stand on, or if it's just
what's going to happen to you is somebody doing stupid things is affecting you. And I tell you what, there's a lot of irresponsible people out there, a lot.
Yes, sir. I understand. All right. Well, all we can do is go and say our piece, I guess.
There you go, Charles. Have your voice be heard.
All right. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin, hang on for me. Going to be back to you right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The president's in Florida, speaking to reporters before leaving about congressional investigations of his administration.
President Trump was noncommittal when asked if he's instructed his staff not to comply with document requests from the House Oversight Committee.
They ought to go to work, get infrastructure done, and get a lot of other things done instead of wasting everybody's time.
The White House counsel has rejected a sweeping request from House Democrats for documents and interviews related to President Trump's communications with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Fox's John Decker. A mass funeral today for 26 of the 50 people killed in an attack on two mosques in New Zealand a week ago. Family members took turns with shovels burying loved ones, including the youngest victim, a three-year-old boy named Makad Ibrahim. Earlier, thousands of people, including Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, attended a prayer service in a park.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We really have a phenomenal weekend forecast before the next storm system arrives on Monday. For today, sunshine, nice. High temperature up to about 71. Clear skies, cool again tonight. The overnight low temperature, 43. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 74. Maybe the upper 70s on Sunday. Still mostly sunny, dry days, and great even down on the Gulf Coast. It'll be a little cooler down there. Highs closer to around 70 Saturday and Sunday. And the Gulf water temperature now at 65. Monday, showers and thunder. Storms are likely. Pollen count still in the very high range today and high both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's take these calls. We're going to do the drawing for the Tweed Creek Farm Market get back in about 20 minutes here. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, we passed the gas tax, and I drive around the liquid dynamite to live with the stores, but, I'm headed to, I'm trying to figure out when we're going to feel the effects of it, when it's going to start hitting us.
September. It's going to be in September, late September, October.
Okay. Right. Well, I also wanted to ask if I could get into that Sweet Creek.
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 3/22.
You got it, my friend. We're going to do that drawing in about 20 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Tom, are you underwater?
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
Tom, you're on the air, buddy. Oh, they close that call out. Let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are we doing today?
Doing well.
Good. I was just going to reflect back to that caller regarding Casada and the shooting ordinance. We're property owners that we, maintain, basically use as recreational property. We we're a smaller parcel. We have 136 acres, but I've talked to some of the adjacent landowners.
Well, you have how many acres?
136.
That's not a small parcel. Is that, does it have timber in it?
Yeah, it's a lot of it's swampland. We do a lot of duck hunting out there. And we have ponds and whatnot. But, yeah, I would encourage him to speak to his neighbors, anybody else he knows. Like I said, I've contacted all the landowners I know around this, and they're all going to go to that meeting. I unfortunately am not going to be able to make it because I'm moving down to Santa Rosa Beach this weekend.
Hey, shrimp. Bring shrimp back, Josh.
Well, bring I'm going to be down there. I'm going to be living there. So.
Oh, you're living there. Where are you going to live?
Well, I'm moving to Santa Rosa Beach and taking a job over in 30A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a little change up, but I'll still be able
Wait,
to catch
30A, the restaurant, or 30A, the actual road?
The road. I'll be working at a restaurant there called Chunk Gully.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that one.
And Josh, you are, from what I've seen, you're an excellent chef. So.
Well, thank you, Joey. I appreciate it, man. I hate that we hadn't been able to catch up before I leave. But,
I know. Me too. I saw Josh post on Facebook earlier today that he's taken this opportunity, and he's been, let's just say all those photos of food you make, it's tantalizing.
Well, Josh, don't be a stranger with us, and if you want us to send some business down to your restaurant, talk to the owner and see if we can talk about him on the air and get so when we get down there, we can have a great meal.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it again, guys. And like I said, I would encourage the caller to speak to everybody he knows, because it's a township and they do have residential areas. But a lot of that land that'll be affected by this is cattle land, hunting land, and everything else. So I would encourage him to get his neighbors in there and voice their opinion. Like I said, I'm sending my dad, by proxy to share our interest in it, but.
Well, Josh, don't be a stranger, my friend, because you're the guy that I always say he's such a good guy, they named a bottle of wine after him.
Absolutely, Dan. Well, like I say, I'm going to catch on tune in anyway, so we'll be in touch.
Take care, buddy. If you need me, call me.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing there, Dan?
I'm very good, David, and you?
Oh, good. Y'all are doing a great job. I'm talking to people that are young and older, and I'm in my 60s, and it's like, I can't believe people had to listen to y'all. They said, look, you're tuning in 93.1. I said, they don't have to start paying me pretty soon. And they look at me like, huh? I said, once you get hooked, it's worse than crack.
Oh, no. Don't compare me to crack now.
I haven't done that. I'm just thinking it. But listen to folks earlier today. I'm retired, but when I was working, I was treating houses, and it's amazing. I got into some of these Jewish people in Montgomery. Every one of them, I see, 1, 2, 3, and then Jake Aronoff. I mean, it's amazing the people that's got influence. I saw them on Facebook making all kinds of fun of Trump this past fall, and I said, what? And these people I used to do business with, I thought they were pretty smart. And I'm going, they're Jewish. And it's like, what circle of idiots are they getting around in? I don't know that circle of that money, because I don't hang around with folks like that. But, I mean, you do business with them, and you go in their homes, and, you know, they see what you're doing, you discuss things with them, and they seem okay. But Jews and Democrats, I mean, that's just stupid. I don't get that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you mentioned some names with that, but not, you know, don't cover everybody with the same brush out here.
I know.
Because there's some folks that are listening to you right now who are Jewish who are very, very conservative, who listen to the show constantly. They listen to it when they're out of state and up at their places up in the mountains.
Well, I just don't understand. I mean, 2 + 2 is not 10, buddy. I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm not trying to be facetious or ugly to anybody. It's just, I mean, 2.5, 2 years and whatever months, however long it's been, this collusion and all this other stupid stuff going on. I believe what you said earlier, I hadn't been able to listen to all of it today. But, man, I believe Trump's going to take him down. I believe that guy's, he knows what he's doing. And 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I thought he's an idiot. I mean, I thought he's crazy. But he's come out of the woods, hasn't he?
He has. He's the things that he has purpose to everything he does. Everything he does has a purpose.
I agree. And I try to tell people that. I said, look on the other side of the fence or where he's going. You know, because there's things you're not going to understand. I don't understand it still. He'll say things and do things like John McCain. I do know a man that was in the Plano Hilton when he was there. And I'm not going to mention his name because people might know him. He works in the state. Well, he's, hey, I'm not going to say what it is, but he pulled up stuff on his computer about 6 months ago, right by the time he was dying. And they were talking about what a hero he was. And he showed me stuff about McCain. I said, my God, man, this is some kind of, this ain't a joke. He said, no, Dave, I was there. I mean, I didn't know he was a prisoner of war. I've known him for 5 years. Now, that's amazing. People don't talk about it, you know?
Yeah, no, they don't.
And he was a very honorable man. And whether he misses church every Sunday or not, he doesn't. But he's a big, strong believer. I know his wife well. It's just amazing the things that you find out when you go in people's houses. I think that's the point I was trying to make. And it's just, it behooves me sometimes to say, what? I mean, when I saw some houses had pictures of Michelle Obama with the family and the statement below, it said, I see you're trying to take care of your family like I'm taking care of my family, and I'd see 2 or 3 years row of 8x10s on the refrigerator. Year after year, getting sent to some of my customers, I held my tongue, Dan. I wanted to say something, and then when you see Martin Luther King's picture above Jesus, and you go, wow, y'all go to church? I've been to one of them's church. I don't know. I guess I thought I knew a few things in this world. Well, I better get off your air because you had other people got me important things. It's just
David. Thanks for your telephone call.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good day, guys. How are you, sir?
Really good.
Good. You know, I just want to give kudos to the President Trump for the Golan Heights. When I was a young buck sergeant, 22 years old, I became a tank commander at the E-4 at Fort Riley, Kansas. And the Israelis, they were touring Fort Riley, and I had three generals come up and climb on my tank. 2 1-stars, 1 2-stars. And they were second lieutenants and a company commander during the Six-Day War. And that's the best education I ever got for those three men. They taught me so much about the Golan Heights. And, you know, 22 years old, thinking, I didn't know nothing about Golan Heights.
Mm-hmm.
But when they left, I did. And they taught me, explained to me how they fought that battle. And why didn't Reagan do that when he was president?
What do you mean?
When he do what Trump just did, say, hey, that belongs to Israel. And I asked some general, I said, do you still have the Golan Heights? And they said, yes, sir, we plan to keep it. We can't give it up. That is our national defense. And later on in life, as a soldier, I learned that that is their defense. If they give up the Golan Heights, they are, that's their back door.
Well, it's the high ground that connects above Israel, and so that's where they have to watch out.
Yes, sir, and it goes into the valley there in Syria. But, yeah, I'm glad the president did this. Kudos to him. And, Mr. Morris, can I get on Sweet Creek?
Sure, give me your month and date of birth. Give me your month and date of birth.
6/12, sir.
You got it. Joey, you got it? Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to Ann. Ann, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ann.
Long time no talk.
How are you?
I'm doing remarkably well, just doing like I do. I just wanted to make the point that there are conservative Jews in Alabama. I can tell you right now, and there's Messianic Jews in Alabama, too. And not the kind that are brand new, just stepped over from a Protestant religion to work to the old faith, but ones that have been Jewish, Messianic Jewish, for generations in Alabama. And most of them are very conservative and not at all interested in anything the Obamas are doing. I just wanted to make that point. I happen to know a congregation of about 50 of them.
Yep. It's a complete Jew is a has an interesting background that they by finding the Lord it's a interesting completion to them.
It is. It is very much so. There's a truth in Yeshua.
And thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go to a break.
Roger that. Have a good day.
Ta-ta. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show reminder, Legislative Roundtable will begin next hour. That'll be the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. We're about to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket, so you guys listen in.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we get into another cut or two here, why don't we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
I think that's a great idea. Once, you know, tune down this music, tune up my own pipes. Wayne.
Wayne S?
Yes. Wayne S.
Wayne, you need to call me, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see here, we're getting a confirmation, I'll be pulling up in a couple of minutes.
About to have our legislative round table.
He said, he goes, damn. This is Will Barfoot. He goes, oh, sorry, Dan. he's going to be pulling up in just a little bit. Let's do this. Let me see which one I want to take here. We did Boeing. We did Catherine. Paula Reed on Jared and Ivanka faced criticism for use of their private email and text.
President Trump's daughter and son-in-law face criticism over their use of private emails and text messages for government business. In a letter to the White House, House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummins said the communications of Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner raised security and record-keeping concerns. He threatened to use, quote, alternative means if the White House does not provide more information. Paula Reed is at the White House with more on this story. Paula?
President Trump spent much of the 2016 campaign criticizing Hillary Clinton for her use of personal email. He even accused her of mishandling classified information. Now, those same allegations are being made against his own family. An attorney for the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, admits Kushner used the encrypted messaging program WhatsApp in his official duties, including communications with people outside the U.S. The attorney also confirms Ivanka Trump received official email on her personal account until September 2017. Now, senior White House officials are prohibited from using personal accounts for work unless they copy an official account or forward the message. Now, Kushner's lawyer insists that screenshots of his messages were forwarded for archiving, but he cannot say whether Kushner ever sent classified information via the app. Mishandling classified information can result in criminal charges. The White House counsel tells CBS News it will review Congressman Cummings' request for additional information. Now, in a separate request, the White House is rejecting demands from Democratic investigators for details of the president's conversations with Vladimir Putin. The White House insists the president's conversations with foreign leaders are confidential.
Dan Crenshaw, who's the young congressman from Texas that had the iPass, that had the SNL kind of mess up, he was on this morning. He says something that was really, a couple of things that were really good here, talking about the military and that you kind of get out of the hyphenation world and you work as a unit. Let's listen into this.
Snowflakes out there and the importance of the U.S. military bringing freedom around the world. There's a retired U.S. Army general, Sean McFarland, who says there's basically a crisis within the military that worries him, not just about the military, but about the future of America. Listen to this.
I mean, I just heard a statistic recently that about 80% of American kids consider themselves as just plain old Americans before they enter high school, and about two-thirds of them, about halfway through college, become hyphenated Americans. We remove those hyphens in the Army. In the military, you know, you're a soldier. Next question. You know, we all wear the same patch on our right shoulder, the American flag. Is it getting harder in the U.S. military to assimilate everybody and get everybody on the same plane for the same team? Yeah, it is. Identity politics is a cancer.
How do you react to that?
Well, I would agree with it. You know, luckily in the SEAL teams, for instance, I don't think I saw that as much. I think there's a very close-knit community there, no matter what your ethnicity or background. But it's certainly a problem in America at large. I mean, you know, and what is identity politics? It's this temptation to divide us up into different groups, whether that be based on race or gender or some other category, and then pit those groups against each other and compete for power accordingly. The way America should be is that the only colors that matter are red, white, and blue, and that we compete according to our competency, that we compete according to a meritocracy, which is really a fundamental element of the military. And if you take that away from the military, then the general is absolutely right. The military will eventually fail, and our country at large will fail. He's absolutely right about identity politics.
Reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. Brand new cars.